just reminding you of from Kieran's slide is that we now know that the prevalence, that there are 2 million people who are living with a diagnosis of cancer. We know that perhaps half of these people will eventually die of their disease. We know that some of these diseases, people are just getting on with their lives in an ordinary way, having finished their treatment. But we know that there's a percentage of those people who are having problems either related to the cancer or either related to, or related to the treatment. And what we need to think about is, what are the services that people require after finishing their treatment?